Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Welcome to Blacklisted Radio. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. It's the 19th day of June, 2016. 2 weeks since I did my last podcast, so it's been quite a while. My name is Dougo, and I am your host and senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. Lots of stuff to get into. Of course, if you've been checking out the blog over the last 2 weeks, the amount of coverage we've given to the Omar Martine Orlando shooting situation has been relentless. A lot of thoughts I want to share tonight on that topic. Of course, the murder of Joe Cox. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of things on the table, and so we'll try to get it all into this one-hour broadcast. I'll do my best. Go to blacklistedradio.com. That is the mothership. That's the website dedicated to the show. We have an interactive chat room there. You can also communicate with us telephonically, 800-313-9443. You can follow me and tweet at me via Twitter. BLN Radio is the handle. And of course, you can text me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the text line at 512-222-3067. So, a lot to digest. A lot has been put out there. The constant stream of 24-hour media, the political and psychological narratives in the coverage of the story. Of course, I'm talking about the Orlando shooting at the Pulse nightclub. Not the most deadly mass shooting in U.S. history. There's a lot of memes. There's a lot of things to kind of dissect. And of course, the problem, the reaction, and the perceived political solutions are pretty much in line with what happens with mass shooting, and that is talking about, rather than, you know, the real issues, the uncomfortable, complicated issues around gun control. And if you listen to the show, you know how I feel about more federal control. So the idea that banning the AR-15 platform, crazy Joe Biden, not a shocker. We got to get rid of those guns. Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, two operatives on the show The View, speaking to the women out there that, according to the Pentagon and the powers that be, need to be able to be drafted into the war in the quest for equality for all. They do speak to them, and of course, always the mischaracterizations of the AR-15 weapon, the convenient and or ignorant that perpetuate the fully automatic weapon, just notion, the incorrect notion that this is a fully automatic weapon. I mean, you hear that over and over, and people in government saying this, you know, we can't have people having military-style weapons, civilians. This is the same weapon used in the Sandy Hook shooting. It's the same weapon that, oh no, Donald Trump's kids shoot. Another side narrative that has really made this so much interesting, much more than the event itself. So, first off, let's dismiss this notion that it's the worst tragedy in U.S. history. Recently, 32 died in the bombing of the Upstairs Lounge, which was, ironically, a gay bar in New Orleans. Let's not forget about the Native Americans, Wounded Knee, where the U.S. Killed countless people. I want to say it was close to, 1921, 23 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 300 blacks. From 55 to 300 blacks, that was in a 16-hour siege. 53 wounded and 49 people dead. That is what the lone gunman Omar Martin was able to inflict. You know, and there's been a lot of stuff, you know, Geraldo taking heat for saying, why didn't these people fight back? If everyone was armed, you know, we wouldn't have these situations. And of course, there's always that that whole back and forth. But needless to say, there are some examples of worse tragedies and mass killings that have happened in the U.S. beforehand. But just go back to 1973 in recent history. I mean, the U.S. used to have bombings quite often here and there. LaGuardia Airport, 77, 78, something like that. I mean, there's been you know, lots of groups that have detonated devices. I guess Americans were just more, you know, solvent, tolerant, just kind of went about business rather than looking for, you know, Obama or federal government or anybody in government really to solve these issues by taking away or further restricting freedoms. That just didn't enter into people's minds. So, nice question. How many people were part of this event? How many people killed people in that nightclub? Big question. There was supposedly going to be, of course, all the eyewitness reports that contradict and were pretty much sidelined from any media coverage of, you know, multiple shooters, people using automatic weapons. You know, I retweeted a few of the firsthand personal witness accounts that contradict the narrative. But beyond that, we did have reports that a number two would be arrested coming out of local media there in Florida. And we haven't seen much of that surface as of yet. But the police chief, he let out said something that was pretty honest, and the media didn't pick up on it. Police chief admits officers may have shot some of the Orlando victims. So you got to think about that. How many of those people were actually shot by Omar Martin or police officers? And of course, you know, you scrub the scene. We'll see what happens to this nightclub. But very rarely are the forensics looked at. Sandy Hook's a pretty good example of where they just demolished the building. They grinded it to absolutely nothing. So the crime scene really cannot be revisited. But that was put out there. Orlando police are facing questions over why it took 3 hours for the SWAT team to storm the nightclub where ISIS fanatic Omar Martin slaughtered 49 people. And of course, this article out of AP says the largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history began to unfold. And that was pretty much mimicked or repeated over and over again. It was a talking point. The U.S. government, the FBI, is taking a lot of heat. They once investigated Orlando shooter, this man with ties to a bombing in Syria. You know, of course, it's an inconvenient truth that the FBI, which is taking a lot of the blame, kind of bungled this, this whole investigation. And it kind of feeds into what I think we're going to get to, which is that if this is a actual government operation, it was not being conducted by the FBI. Now we have Jeh Johnson, the Department of Homeland Security secretary, saying that all Americans see guns as a threat and gun control has to be a part of the Department of Homeland Security. Has to be one of their initiatives. Well, the FBI is doing a pretty piss poor job, and to consolidate more power into the agencies under the executive, it would make a lot of sense that this could be something much more than just a way to scare the public, but also a way to transition a lot of power into the hands of the CIA, maybe NSA, but away from the FBI. So anyway, let's talk about the FBI and their role. Interestingly enough, the media managers, the perception managers, I guess is a better way to put it, actually told the Orlando shooter's wife not to mention the fact that he is gay, the Orlando shooter. So a lot has been put into, you know, this. And of course, the narrative would be great if it was a right-wing shooter that, you know, came into a nightclub and started blasting people away. But one of the inconvenient portions of this story, which really made it a complicated narrative, was the fact that he himself would be gay. And of course, that kind of conflicts with somebody that would be, you know, truly an Islamist, a radicalized Muslim. And it brings up questions as to motive. So the father has been a focus, and his dislike for gays. And the U.S. media has done a lot to try to stymie this big turd in the punch bowl, and that is that, yes, Muslims in general have a dislike, especially in Middle Eastern cultures, or at least maybe not a dislike, but a disrespect for the gay persuasion. That's all there is to it. Now, the politically correct liberal, you know, this is not a Muslim issue. This is not an issue with Islam. This is an issue with people that are radicalized. Now, the debate over what motivated Omar Martine has really changed a lot. And the initial report is that, you know, he's an ISIS fanatic and he listened to, you know, his imam, which interestingly enough was interviewed several times. And Hillary Clinton herself actually turned the FBI away from monitoring this mosque. So some really interesting high-profile personal interest into this investigation. That is there. But the fact that the media wants to paint, it's important for them to paint this not as a, you know, a issue where Muslim people, you know, don't like gays. If you go to, especially the Wahhabist sects, you know, there's many of our U.S. allies that execute gay people. And, you know, Saudi Arabia being a prime example, probably the quintessential. And so then the media trying to shape this narrative around, let's not mention the fact that many of our allies justify killing and beating and whipping people for being gay, because that would be a real inconvenient truth for the people out there to hear this, because it's a huge contradiction in human rights. And of course, just recently, David Cameron making the announcement that yes, they allowed Saudi Arabia into this UN humanitarian white rights board organization because, you know, that they're working with the Saudi Arabians, and according to him, they're providing intelligence. So that has been a really interesting thing that they have tried their best not to focus on. So, anyway, the FBI once again told the former wife of Omar Martine, Sitora Yusufi, not to speak of his homosexuality or the fact that she and his family, others believed he was gay. You know, that's pretty much a smoking gun when it comes to, you know, media management, media perception, trying to lie to the American people. I mean, it seems like, well, that's a pretty insignificant lie, but I mean, that shows how filtered and adjusted for, you know, their narrative, these stories of national interest should be. So, I mean, I thought that was just, you know, I thought it was pretty huge. But I'm sure a lot of you and most of the people in the media said, yawn. So, anyway, the, you know, FBI introduced him to federal informants, another confirmed interesting aspect. you know, of course, you know, it bears mentioning that, you know, every one of these shooters, every one of these guys has deep ties to the FBI, may have been recruited by the FBI at some point. You know, that interaction, it's always questionable. I mean, you know, was he being set up? Were they going to give him the remote control? Did he go there that night with or without, you know, some kind of guidance, support? Was he alone? I mean, those are obvious questions for most of you listening, but it really, you know, opens a can of worms. So anyway, the connections to the CIA and the Tsarnaev brothers, must read on blacklistednews.com. Sadiq Mir Martin, father of Omar Martin, the individual that killed over 50 gays in the name of ISIS. See, even in the alternative media, you see this being used over and over again. Worked for the U.S. Secret Services. Oh, actually, this is an alternative media. This is the New York Times. Said that he worked for the U.S. Secret Services in Afghanistan. He was trying to be the president of Afghanistan. So just like the crotch bomber, family deeply, I mean, he was the U.S. ambassador and ambassadors in Kenya, I think it was. Kenya? Hey, double check me. Go to the Wikipedias. But anyway, he was an ambassador, which is intelligence operative. So, yeah, his father and his connections to USAID, the CIA, and other groups. You know, it's definitely an interesting aspect of who this guy was. The fact that he worked for Wackenhut, or now, as they're known, G4S, the largest security contractor in the world. By the way, he was deporting illegal aliens. Or actually, he was one of the people that we ran a story on that was actually just driving them to different locations in the Midwest and Texas and dropping off those illegal aliens. But nevertheless, Wackenhut, deeply involved in the Iraq War, one of the larger mercenary firms. If you look into Wackenhut, did a lot of bad stuff and was sued and paid a lot of fines for their misdeeds, their cowboy ways in the war that preceded the invasion in 2003 in Iraq. So they changed their name to G4S and bundled the Olympics in 2014 in London. You know, that's interesting. The fact that, you know, this guy had apparently had to have some kind of psychological evaluation to work for G4S. Another interesting note, the doctor listed on the psych evaluation carried out on Omar Martin by G4S said that she had never seen him. That has changed. Now she's saying, wait, just clerical error. Anyway, the doctor listed on the psych eval of Omar Martin said she did not see him, and she was not even living in Florida at the time G4S security firm ordered the evaluation. Now, you know, for her to come out adamantly and reject knowing anything about this, that is very suspect as well. Because usually you wouldn't comment, you would want to talk with your former employer, get kind of a backstory, get your story together. So either you're not on good terms, or you're just completely disconnected from it. But anyway, you want to remove yourself from that psych evaluation quickly. And I imagine anybody that's, you know, in the medical, you know, realm that would say, you know, this guy's fine. Met him for 2 minutes. Yeah, he's fine. Give him a gun. Give him a, give him a set of handcuffs and a taser and send him on his way. Put him in a deportation vehicle. Good to go. Also, his love for the New York Police Department, his selfies, you know, they really show a guy that was into the U.S. and into the authoritarian state. So just more of an enigma. We'll try to continue and unwrap it on the other side. Be part of it. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. You know, it's always convenient for one of these events to completely whitewash all the other things that are happening in the world. Recent study that is scientific proof conducted by, Harvard? I'm just looking for it. But anyway, there was a 77-1 billion chance that Hillary could have won California, could have won the DNC, which is still kind of psyop in itself. She has to get these super delegates apparently to go along with her. And so Bernie's still in it. People are still feeling the burn. But the obvious robbery of that position and the spokeshole for the Democratic Party not getting a lot of attention. The rigging of the election has been, I mean, I don't know how people still put any faith into either of these parties or the vote to, you know, accurately display the will of the people any longer. But when you have something like this, we don't talk about Hillary Clinton. We don't talk about her emails. We don't talk about her indictment and the pending investigation, or the investigation by the State Department into, Emma Adine, or Huma Adine, her lesbian girlfriend, or some of the shenanigans under the Clinton you know, I don't know, the server in her bathroom, weird stuff like that. Things that, you know, regardless, people are like, well, you know, she had to do this, she had to do that. It really doesn't matter because most of the facts are probably BS anyway. But, you know, it's the fact that if you have a server in your bathroom, regardless of what's happening, it says a lot about you. It says a lot about the situation. Just like, you know, the bombshell with the FBI trying to coerce Omar Martin's wife into not mentioning the fact that he's gay because they don't want to confuse the American people, or at least that's what they would like you to think, I guess. Then, you know, we just didn't want to complicate it for all you stupid people out there. We just, you know, because then you're wondering, well, you know, was this really ISIS motivated, or maybe, you know, it just begs more questions. So anyway, enough ranting. Back to Omar Martin and to wrap this up. Anyway, a great piece came out from Patreon. Nafiz Ahmed wrote this, How America's Afghan Crusade Came Home to Orlando. Really interesting piece, talking about bringing back some of these people. You know, of course, Omar Martin's dad may or may not actually know Obama. Funny enough, he definitely had high State Department connections and was, you know, an Afghan operator who had aspirations of being the Afghan president. Michael Snyder put together this 17 links or 17 things you need to know about Omar Martin and the shooting. According to the director of the FBI, Martin had links to Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and the Islamic State. The CIA has now come out and countered this, saying that he had none, just like Obama, who recently said that he was self-radicalized. That's interesting that they're really trying to couch this as more domestic terrorism, somebody who was emotionally suppressed, his gayness was not accepted by his father and his family, and this pushed him to be, you know, it was kind of like a self-loathing hate thing because he actually went to the Pulse nightclub and was obviously somebody who had gay bisexual tendencies at best. I mean, I guess he did have sex with his wife once in a while. So I don't know where that puts you on the scale or the spectrum. But anyway, his father had openly expressed support for the Taliban. Pretty interesting. Despite those links to terror organizations, Martin was allowed to work as a security guard for G4S and at a local courthouse. Martin wasn't directly hired by the courthouse, instead by the largest security company in the world. We've mentioned that. It turns out the U.S. subsidiary G4S is a company that works very closely with the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Army, and federal and local law enforcement. He had an affinity for the state, enough so they, you know, took pictures of himself in NYPD and FBI gear. And there's a few more. And then we'll get to the Joe Cox murder. Very interesting stuff. Lots of news coming your way. Don't go anywhere. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Welcome back. This is Blacklisted Radio. All right, correction. One of the great things about doing this live show is that you get gut checked. It was actually a Berkeley and Stanford study that said odds that Hillary won without widespread fraud is 1 in 77 billion. I mean, just think about that. I mean, the state of the union, pretty corrupt. But people are freaking out and, you know, attacking one another on whether or not, you know, you should be able to own an AR-15. And that is the point. That is the intent. And so not that all of these situations, and I should just put that out there that, you know, when it comes to this, I know a lot of people have pointed at crisis actors and said this isn't a real event. This is something that is... you know, this is a media fabrication. I don't think that is the case at all, because the story, it's been all over the place, and it seems at every turn, the U.S. government is trying to, you know, shore up this story. It doesn't seem like a preconceived narrative. So there's that. Now, Martine's wife said that, Mateen rather, said that his ex-wife said that he repeatedly beat her. Very interesting angle to, you know, the man himself. Oh, this thing, the stream over here dying on me all the time. Anyway, it gets really convoluted. And what do people take away from it? That is really the most important thing when it comes to a story like this. And that is, what do people think the government should do? Because it's always, you know, the thesis, you know, what should government do to solve the problem? Too many people killed. I saw Tom Arnold, Hollywood, reaching out saying, you know, gun violence needs to be stopped. And that is, you know, I agree. I'm sad. I'm saddened that human beings here on planet Earth today still feel the need to kill one another to resolve, issues, their love issues, family issues, personal self-interest issues, and people kill themselves and one another. It is tragic in each and every case, but the political solution is, number one, I mean, it's this idea that the government can solve all of these problems and that they can legislate away gun violence. And that's just not true. And so anybody hoping for that should really consider, you know, the other things, the other jobs that the government is doing oh so well. So when you hear people say, well, we need more, we need no fly, no buy. You could be put unconstitutionally really at the U.S.'s will on the no-fly list. Interestingly enough, I mean, this guy had enough reasons to be on the no-fly list, and that argument would stand up if the no-fly list was the no-buy list. That seems reasonable to most people, that you could be put on a list, maybe as a domestic extremist, maybe have your citizenship stripped from you. That makes a lot of sense. Of course, we have NDAA 2017 coming up, which really does codify a lot of things in the war on terror, which is the war on people, because now they are self-radicalized. I think, of course, that's why there's been a huge focus on that. So anyway, we had the annual meeting of the Bilderbergers, more open than usual, not as much media attention as we've seen in the last few years. But we had Peter Thiel, PayPal billionaire, somebody who gave to Donald Trump and to Ron Paul. He is a quote unquote libertarian. He actually was propositioned by some InfoWars and other alternative media outlets, and actually talked about secrecy and why the Chatham House rules are important, and you know, Bilderberg itself, what not so much what they do, but they've become more open about their mission statements or their annual plans. We put out a bunch of guidelines and meeting notes from the early 70s all the way up until the early 2000s from public intelligence that have put that out there. And this year, big focus on the Brexit. Now, the Brexit has become this, you know, it is really it would be a break in the foundational idea that forward is the only way towards a new world order, if you will, or towards a new Europe, you know, realizing the European Union and the United Nations goals of creating a Euro bloc, a European army, which is well on its way, and European taxes, global taxation, all of that. I mean, the fact that you have a referendum or a vote where people can opt out of this system because it no longer serves their interests and would like to see more local control, it would be a huge counterpunch to neoliberalism and what the people at the Bilderberger meeting want to accomplish. I mean, that has always been a goal and agenda for those in the expansion of U.S. interest and the expansion of Western power domination, the encirclement of China, of Russia. The Henry Kissingers out there of the world are very open about it, so you can probably ascertain what they think of the Brexit and why they would do just about anything to stop it. So the polling, the numbers showed this a leading majority of British people wanting to get out of the euro. Big problem. And now one thing that has slowed it down is the murder of Joe Cox. Very interesting story about this far-right man who has interests in neo-Nazi literature, making weapons, you know, all of the things that you could... A creepy bad guy. scary person that, you know, would join UKIP, and he would be, you know, in the Brexit campaign. His name's Thomas Mayer. Anyway, Joe Cox, 41-year-old mother of two, died Thursday after being stabbed and shot by a lone assailant in the village of Birstall. She was a head campaigner for the Brexit movement. She was a mouthpiece for the move to separate for the Brexit, for the separation from the European Union. So with her murder, campaigning stopped for 2 days. Wall Street actually rallied because the Brexit, some of the hype is that, of course, the scaremongering tactics from Tony Blair and everybody else to Barack Obama has been that, you know, there's going to be these huge costs and huge burdens, and the people in Britain will no longer be able, in the UK, will no longer be able to negotiate and get trade deals. The workers will lose. And the truth really lies in the middle. It's not going to be great for their economy. It's not going to boost it. You know, that's not going to be this huge move. And the underlying theme is that, you know, it's really the migrants that are a problem. And that's kind of the UKIP, Nigel Farage angle. You know, we got to get the Romas out of here. We got to get these guys out of here. Then we can prosper once again. That's why they want the Brexit. Other people want, you know, autonomy and want more control and less involvement in Euro politics and bringing some of that, you know, those decisions, local decisions back from Brussels. So, which was, you know, why I'm a supporter of the Brexit, if you care. But anyway, so the stock market rallied as she died. The odds have changed. The momentum, as Nigel Farage said, we had momentum until this terrible tragedy. Here are the latest odds. You can find those at blacklistednews.com. They're just numbers. And of course, will the vote be hacked? Will the vote really represent the will of the people? I doubt it. Sorry to be a skeptic, but of course, I haven't been able to follow this story as much, but there are really a lot of questions and some interesting parallels. AngerFan, which is a kind of an uber conspiratorial blog, people think that it may be run by a former intelligence operative living in East Asia. That is kind of the word on the internet about it, but it has interesting notes. Some of the stuff is very, you're jumping from one thing to another, and there's not a lot of tangibles, but interesting stuff nonetheless. But yeah, I mean, a true conspiracy, you know, kind of, you have to kind of have something else alongside this one piece to kind of buy that this is all, you know, an agenda, because you don't have that. They do that from time to time, so just full disclosure. But anyway, this is really eerie. If you're not familiar, Anna Lindh, who was the Swedish foreign minister and supporter of Palestine, was assassinated in Stockholm in 2003, 4 days before the Swedish referendum on joining the Eurozone. Anna Lindh, a pro-European EU Swedish MP was stabbed to death in a public place. The man later convicted of killing her claimed he had no idea why he had acted like that. It was really, you know, I mean, usually people come forward with that. And I actually back-checked some of the stories off The Guardian regarding this. So it almost seems like a playbook. You know, I'll just put it out there. You know, you have this murder, and boom, you have this huge shift in popular support. You have this chilling effect. It hits people psychologically. Now, you know, there's fanatics out there. I mean, some of the interesting other notes to the Orlando, Florida shooting is, of course, the voice singer the night before, or Friday night, that was killed in the morning, that was pouring out for that young lady was immediately shifted towards this shooting. You also have the gay pride parade in LA where there was a young man who had allegedly weapons and was planning to attend. That story kind of fizzled out. It was almost distractionary. The guy had some weapons charges and he had some stuff he shouldn't have, but there's been no link directly to him wanting to bomb this parade. But interestingly enough, there is a report out where they're saying that he was reaching out to get some kind of protection from the state, that he had been working with some people to, you know, maybe disrupt and or bomb this event. And he wanted to come clean about it, which, you know, kind of begs the question as to, you know, whether or not the FBI may have been, you know, invested or working with this gentleman. Maybe he knew they were the FBI or did not, that he was part of a honeypot and or was not. I don't know, but, you know, it really seems that way. So it's just more of these things that kind of bother me about the story, considering all the rest of the media management and the directed lies. The government, you know, the FBI, the CIA definitely do not want to bring the truth to light. They're more interested in managing a story and using that because they already have, you know, draft legislation. They already have all of their talking points for the next mass tragedy, the next things they, you know, will do. I mean, you know, Joe Biden saying, let's go after AR-15s, let's sue the manufacturers, let's, rather than taking people's guns, let's destroy the industry that produces them. That's not shocking. And actually, that's good for manufacturers. Ironically enough, people will be running to the store to buy the AR-15. But anyway, you have the same thing happening, this huge momentum in Britain and this European Union that has pretty much fallen flat. I mean, we talked about the IMF and how through austerity, almost all of the measures that they have instituted over the last, you know, 15 years since inception have really hurt these countries. They have drastically destroyed the economies through austerity, through central planning. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons to not want people that are just not invested in your country running it. It only makes sense. So, you know, as to whether or not this was a complete operation by the government, MI6, or other operatives, you know, under the Cheney Rothschild dynasty type thing. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people that were gunning for anything to slow this down. Would they kill one person? Would some people kill one person to stop the Brexit? I'm sure there's a few. I'm sure there's a few people out there that probably have a huge interest in stopping this. Are there crazy lone nut people from time to time that you know, kill? Sure. But, you know, time and time again, when we see these high profile assassinations, lots of, you know, things rise from the ashes. Lots of interesting ties, you know, kind of show themselves. So I'm sure in the aggregate, we'll find a lot of stuff when it comes to the Joe Cox murder. So that is out there. A few other stories I really wanted to mention. Civilians are now taking over the Oakland Police Department after the third chief ousted during an underage sex scandal. This is pretty pretty wild that you would have. I mean, we saw the stuff with the BART transit cops beating the hell out of people, anonymous primarily, groups like that a few years ago. I mean, Oakland's taken a lot of heat, but to see this shift, and it's going to be interesting because, you know, people are talking about bringing civilians into these type of positions, running it more in a corporate fashion, and as a way to, you know, I guess destroy the fraternal groupings inside of these organizations. You know, basically they're a bunch of frat kids that probably steal and from time to time rape, and this guy's looks like a child diddler. You know, it does show the systemic problem, but interestingly, it also parallels a story I saw about Ash Carter wanting to bring civilians, private contractors of the military-industrial complex, into the military as officers. We'll talk about that and wrap up the show with your thoughts and much more. It's Blacklisted Radio.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I say, hey, 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 living life with a renegade. Say, hey, 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 living life with a renegade.
All right, welcome back. Talk Radio. Man, there's just so much stuff I want to get into. I mean, interestingly enough, they've killed al-Baghdadi one more time, ISIS leader. I don't know how many times they can whip out this dead guy over and over again. It's like, we found him. We killed him. We think we killed him. Yeah, just not buying it. This is the same guy that took selfies with John McCain. There's been a huge shift. We have 50 diplomats now talking about striking the Syrian government's infrastructure. It's not getting a lot of attention, but the Russians have postured. They've already begun preeminent attacks on Al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and other U.S. freedom fighters that, usually just take the weapons that we give them and give them back to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or some other terrorist organization that are local, they're affiliated with, friends, family. That's kind of the way, most things work in the Middle East, because you really did have tribal warlord societies a lot of local interest, the local, dude. He's the local, he's the patron. But anyway, the Russians are, getting ahead of this, and now the U.S. State Department is trying to figure out a way to either exit, which I don't think the U.S. wants to do, and or to accelerate this strategy and to either oust Assad or force Vladimir Putin into some kind of concessions. And I think that, honestly, if he was guaranteed his base and some good concessions in Eastern Europe, maybe the release of some of these sanctions that he may play a part and may, allow Assad to be removed. But at this point, that has not happened. The tensions are still there. And of course, the U.S. is still ramping up its war and encirclement against Russia, and using Russia, of course, as a reason to justify militarizing the European Union and bringing about a European army. One of the other things that was a focus point for the Bilderberg meeting, if that means anything. Let's see. We got a minute left. Let's see. We'll give who is it? Who do we have? Mike in Maryland. Mike in Maryland. Yes, you get the last day here. What's up, man? Welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking a call. I'm going to make a couple comments about Omar Mateen and dig the rabbit hole a little bit deeper. But first of all, I'm going to apologize to you because I made a couple some obtuse comments about you a couple weeks ago. Okay. I thought you were defending Hugo Chavez and socialism, but I misconstrued what you were saying. So I would like to apologize for the comments. I accused you of engaging in verbal diarrhea.
Yeah.
So I want to apologize for that.
In any conversation, people are going to, take different things away from it. And that's why I think, it's just we should talk, because otherwise, if you're not having that discourse, then, what are you saying? You're just kind of leading each other around. So I appreciate the comments anyway.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something about Omar Mateen. And it's under the heading of you can't make this stuff up. If you Google The Big Fix, just simply Google The Big Fix.
Okay.
It's a movie that came out in 2011 about the BP oil spill.
And okay. You know what? Put that in the chat room so I can check it out. We're right up against it. This is the end of the show. We've got a hard clock, so I do appreciate the call. And I should have taken it a little bit earlier, but I was trying to wrap it up with some other thoughts. So apologies for that. Guys, gals, thank you so much for continuing to support Robert P. out there. Got your donation, a few others. We'll mention it on the next show. And thank you. We'll be back next week, no doubt about it, right here on Blacklisted Radio. Go to the website in the meantime, blacklistedradio.com. I'm Doug Owen saying, take care.
Food for FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
This is RBN.